Hi, thank you for listening to The Mornings with Aiken. This is a talk show we record live Monday through Friday on twitch.tv/CharlieAiken. From time to time, you will hear me talk to people, and that is me interacting with chat who is giving their opinion on the topics we are currently talking about. If you would like to give your opinion, join us 10 a.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday on twitch.tv/CharlieAiken. Enjoy the show.
Oh, damn, Facepalm coming in with the facts, coming laying down fucking truce. Damn, you can actually ask Blue. You can say what is your favorite food, and he will answer you. Yeah. You can ask him that question. Which, by the way, all of these commands will work on Mixer, so. Oh. You have to ask him what his favorite. He's really picky about how you ask. Whoa! That should have worked. That should have worked. His voice is broken. There we go. Okay, all right, try, I demand answers. That was weird. Pizza is great, there you go, he answered you. He was a little shy. You can, right there, that's when I, that's when I stream. He knows when I stream, everybody. So, I'm going to be saying this a lot in the next couple days. I've pretty much made up my mind about Mixer. I have made up my mind about it. And let me tell you guys what the breaking point was. So on top of everything else that we've talked about this week hey Schizo, what's up, man? So about how they fit my values better. I appreciate them caring about viewers and content over statistics. Like, excuse me. So. That is, so I am looking at them, I value that. The biggest thing that's been holding me back, excuse me, wow, this G Fuel's making me burpy today, excuse me. The biggest factor for me about not going over there was money. Right now I make an okay amount of money on Twitch. G Fuel. Right, I make an okay amount. I don't make a lot. I make enough to pay for two bills, essentially. That's about it. And I had just recently been approved for unemployment, right? And that's, you know, unemployment is something we all pay into when we have a job, and when you get fired, you get laid off, you quit, you can apply for it. In some states, you have to wait a little longer than others, but like you can apply for unemployment and you can get it. I got approved for it several months after I quit my job. And it's really tricky. So the way it works is, even though I'm getting money from Twitch, I have to report that. And I have to report that money, and then they take it out of the unemployment. So even like, so it could go two ways here, right? It can either go like, I get all my benefits from unemployment that I paid into, or I work my ass off on Twitch and I get a little bit of money per month, and then I have to do this big filing report, and then they take out some out of my unemployment. Or I go to Mixer, get all of my unemployment because I'm not making any money from streaming. And I work my ass off as much as I am on Twitch to get that partnership at a much higher level. So not only does that kind of fit more of my like my mold, like make it easier for me and not having to stress as much about, you know, continuing like the to try to get as many numbers in here as possible each stream, but it also. So my biggest hurdle, my biggest thing was what do I do about the money? And really right now I have 26 weeks. 26 weeks. That's how much unemployment I have to make partner on Mixer. That is my sounds like a steep. Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a haul. It's a haul. It really is. It's not going to be easy. And before anyone says, oh, it's a bandwagon move. First of all, who the fuck cares if it's a bandwagon move? Second of all, I've been talking about this for a month now, almost. I've been thinking about it for a month, and I've been talking to my mods for a couple weeks now. And so before anyone even knew Ninja was even thinking about switching over, I am, no one's talking shit, Jay. Brucey, no one's talking shit. I was just saying, there's some people out there that are calling it a bandwagon move. 500 bits, thank you so much. I am going to be switching the Mixer. We're going to have our Saturday stream to kind of test everything out, make sure everything works. At least from my end, Blue works, alerts work, everything works. And so we're going to do our test stream on Saturday. And then for a couple hours, and then the show will happen on Mixer on Monday. So we will be on Mixer starting Monday. That is the goal. Thank you. I appreciate that. I even like yesterday. Let me see. Yesterday. So this is where. This is my banner up here. So when I go to Mixer, there's going to be a completely different like. There's a completely different level of. Let me turn off my webcam here because it looks weird. Alerts. I won't be able to accept subs. I won't be able to accept bits or anything like that. So I had to make a new top bar. And so this is my new top bar right there. It's real simple. It's donations, follower goal, and followers. That's all I'm going to be able to have on Mixer, but that's the deal. That's the deal there for a little while at least. But it's going to be a haul. It's not going to be easy. We're going to push. Ooh, see? Jay just followed me on Mixer and Blue's flying across the stream right there. Look at that. See? Blue works. The only thing is I don't know if the host works. I still haven't tested if hosting works. So, like, I guess that's something that we're going to have to test on Saturday. Thank you. I super appreciate that, Brucey. Hopefully we make TBD multi-platform team. Because that would be amazing. Hopefully we can make that happen. So, Yeah, I've been talking about it all week, so I might as well just kind of come out with it and say, hey, everyone, I'm switching to Mixer. Just do it, you know? So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is. I mean, it's not for everybody. It's not for everybody. I've had an integrity kind of crisis with Twitch lately for myself, and it's not for, and obviously this is a personal decision. Right. So like I've had an integrity crisis with them for a while, for about a month now. And it's been a real struggle. And it was a real struggle with Dr. Disrespect. And then the Alinity thing happened. And it's just been a struggle. So. And then also there's a lot, and I've talked about this. I've talked this everyone's ear off. Who's ever listening, right? Who's been here all week? I've been talking my ear off about this, but they really value a lot of different things there that I value, like viewership, right? So like you just like they have their own currency, right? It's not a streamer to streamer currency. They have their own currency and you can use it on any channel. So you just sit there and watch, and then you can put sticker, you can spend sparks. And if you're a partner, those sparks, if you get like a certain amount of sparks, you'll be able to get that translates into cash. But you have to have like a million sparks or whatever, you know, but to give you an idea, like I have 28,000 sparks just like sitting in my account, and I get that anytime I just watch a channel. So, yeah, so it's definitely there's a lot of different pros. So they value their viewers a little more. They value content over statistics. That's through their partnership, right? There's no concurrent viewership for their partnership, and their philosophy behind that is we don't want to create a burnout scenario for streamers. We want them to create good content. So we're not going to behold you on, we're not going to behold you on a hard line concurrent viewership. Make good content and you'll become a partner kind of thing. Well, once you hit 2,000 followers as well, but there's no like hard line there. I gotta tell you, just thinking about not having to worry about a concurrent viewership has lifted a huge weight off my shoulders. A huge weight off of my shoulders. So, hold on, I'm getting some important texts. Still raining outside. All right, so let's move away from this conversation. Let's move on. I'm going to make a bigger announcement on Twitter. If not today, then tomorrow. And we're going to do that. Don't forget, we also have a movie night tomorrow night. We set this up yesterday. We're going to be watching The Room. If you haven't watched The Room before, you got to come and hang out with us tomorrow night. You can go join our Discord and with all the details. Yeah. No, and I'm 100% aware of that. I'm 100% aware that yes, it's a positive community, but it's positive because there's hardly anybody there. But hopefully the positivity, that the overwhelming amount of positivity that's there will stick around. I understand that because it's a smaller platform, things will change. And hopefully they keep their philosophy there. Now, with their no concurrent viewership, they do have more of an ability to be stricter on who they make partner, right? So, I mean, on top of Twitch being okay, you have to have the statistics. A lot of people believe that, okay, I hit this mark, I deserve partnership. That's not always the case with Twitch. They will deny you even if you hit those. With Mixer, you don't have to hit, you just have to hit those 2,000 marks, but the expectation of becoming partner isn't certain because it's you know, it's really up to the content you're producing, the community you built, all that stuff. Above the Lime, hello! Hello, Above the Lime. Yeah. I am here to do my... Who are you banning today, Above the Lime? Let's pick somebody to ban just for the fun of it. No, I'm just kidding. You. Oh, God, no! I'm banning you. Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. But when we do, yeah, so you made this mark, you deserve to be able to apply and get denied. That's always been super disappointing. Like Gothic's model, when I heard that she got denied four times, I was like, out of all the streamers on Twitch, Gothic Models has some of the best content, some of the best like visuals I have seen on Twitch, and she got denied four times before she finally became partner. I was like, why? Like, it didn't make sense. Now, I know that she's called out Twitch a few times. I know she's done that. Maybe that's why. That would be my biggest concern. Like, I call out Twitch all the time on this show. I call out Twitch all the time, even before I thought about switching. Also, Blue Chug Rug, my favorite drink. My favorite one so far. Love it. So, like, it's like blue ice, but it's sour. Wait, what is it called? It's called Blue Chug Rug. I don't know why it's called Blue Chug Rug, but it's called Blue Chug Rug. Sour, you say? Yeah, so it's basically blue ice, but sour. Sounds dirty. Last Kiwi Bird said that, too. Last Kiwi Bird yesterday said that it sounds like the blue waffle, which is like... I was like, why did you have to bring that up? Like, why did you have to bring that up, Last Kiwi Bird? Damn it. Awful. Awful. Because I'm very honest. That's true. That's true. You're the honest Kiwi. You know, like Honest Abe. But you're the honest Kiwi. It me. What happened? Yesterday I left the house. That was great. I went to the bank yesterday because I locked myself out of my bank account. I locked myself out of my bank account, and I was like, I called, it told me to call, and then they told me to go into the bank. So I had to go into the bank, and they had to reset my password, and it sucked. It was awful. I hated it. I was like, why? It wasn't my password to my main bank account. It was for my nonprofit's bank account that I never enter. So like, it makes sense why I forgot it. And so like, I had to transfer money for rent for the office that we pay for. And, I forgot the password. And I locked myself out, and I had to go in and set it up again. So, yeah. That's what I did yesterday. I did a lot yesterday. I didn't do a vlog yesterday because of how busy I was. I had a lot of phone calls I had to make. Today's not any less busy. I'm pretty busy today, too. Yeah, I'm not any less busy today than I was yesterday. But I don't have to make as many phone calls, so that's good. I don't have to make as many phone calls. How was everyone's day yesterday? Was it good? Did anyone have a good day yesterday? I'm really excited for tomorrow night when we're going to watch The Room. That's going to be awesome. If you guys want to watch The Room with us, it's considered the best worst movie of all time. And if you want to watch it with us, if you want to watch it with us, it's going to be tomorrow, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. No. What? Just join our Discord and you can get all the details and all the links and stuff. I can't. No, that movie. What? You can't watch that movie, Grim? Why? Why? Tell me why. Dude, that movie is the... I can barely make it through the trailer. What are you talking... You're telling me you can't handle Johnny having sex with belly buttons? Are you telling me that's not a thing you can handle? Are you telling me you can't handle to hear the sounds of chickens going a cheep 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 cheep? A cheep cheep cheep. Fuck that. I have a stream for that. Oh yeah. Oh hi Mark. Though my girlfriend and I make a joke where I have this cat in our house, Marco, and every time he comes in, I go, oh, hi, Mark. One of my favorite lines, my favorite scene in that movie is when he's going to buy flowers and he like walks into the store and the store is like, oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't see you there. He goes, oh, nice to see you. Yeah. Okay. Bye. Bye, doggy. And then leaves. Such a weird scene. You're my favorite customer. I love him so much. So if you guys want to come hang out and watch this terrible, awesome movie, please do tomorrow. How many Charlies do you know, Austin? How many do you know? It's the best worst movie. Like, seriously, you all have to go see it. Not many. Well, I'm glad I'm the best. Yay, I'm everyone's favorite Charlie. Your name starts with a C. You should be your favorite person. Write that down. Oh, hi, Mock. Austin, you gonna watch The Room with us this week on Friday night? We're gonna watch it. Oh, hi, Mock. Yeah, so aliens. Yeah. Maybe not, but it's a great movie. I saw it in theaters. I saw it in a theater too, and it was awesome. It was great watching it with a bunch of people. What was really great is that there were a group of people in there that thought it was the Charlize Theron movie. I think that's her name. Is that her name? The Room movie? It was just called Room, and a lot of people were there thinking that was the movie they went to go watch. And they all walk out in the middle of the movie. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, we'll definitely do it. I want to make movie night, Friday night movie nights a regular thing in the Discord, because we don't do Friday night streams anymore, because arguably there were our worst night, and it gives me time to kind of like recuperate and kind of like having to wake up super early every day, and allows me to like nap in the afternoon and stuff, and have that kind of like a 3-day weekend. But like, you know, but I still want to connect with you guys and still want to hang out. I don't want to just hang out on streams. So like, movie nights are fun, you know? So that's the plans. That's the plans. Okay, so we're going to hop into the stories here. We're going to talk about the Galaxy S10. If you guys didn't know this, I'm kind of a phone snob. I'm kind of a phone snob when it comes to these type of things. I kind of hold on to phones for a really long time. Like, this is my OnePlus 2, and I absolutely love it. I'll never get rid of this phone. This will be like my kid. Whenever I have kids, this will be their very first phone. So they know how, you know, when all their friends are holding their holograms in their hands, or they have it in their brains, they're gonna have to learn how to use an Android from 2012. But now, you know, I have this Samsung Galaxy S, the S10, and I absolutely love it. I love this phone. I didn't get the S10 Plus because I don't like how big it is. This is a great form factor, great size, fits in the hand really well. And, you know, has the three lenses, three cameras on the back, has a great front facing camera. Like, it overall, it's a great phone. One of my favorite features is the power share feature. And it really is a flagship phone that a company like Samsung would make. Now, the Note series of phones have always been known as being Samsung's kind of... Why is this so loud today? So loud. The music's so loud. So the Note series has always been known as like the all be all phone for them. It was the no compromise phone. Everything that you want is in this phone, right? That is kind of what they do with the Note. And what is going on with the music today? All right, we're just gonna change. We're gonna play this music here. Okay. it was really distracting me. But this time around, what they did was something really weird. They actually released two models. They released two models of the phone. They released the Note 10 and the Note 10 Plus. One of them is definitely a compromise, and the other one is also a compromise. Like, they're both compromised phones, but one does have more than the other. It's a weird thing that Samsung did with this phone, and I don't know why they did this, these things to it. So it's everything that you want from a phone, right? It's everything that you want from a flagship phone. It has the latest processor, has the most RAM, has a ton of storage space, has three lenses, three cameras, has a great front-facing camera, giant display, it's OLED, it is the ultimate phone. However, there are some things that between the two models that really make it difficult to just like. On why they chose to do this with the Note of all the phones that they have, when this is supposed to be their like no compromise phone. So, if for example here, let's just talk about it. So obviously, the 10 has a smaller screen than the 10 Plus. So the 10 has a 6.3 inch display, and the 10 Plus has a 6.8 inch display. That's like normal, right? If you're gonna have two different phones, obviously the size is gonna be different. one has a bigger battery than the other by almost by 1,000 milliamp hours. Like the 10 Plus is a 3,400 milliamp hour battery. Like it is like that is that's huge. Hopefully it doesn't blow up on them like the couple notes ago. The 10 has a 1080p display and the 10 Plus has a 1440 display. So that's a big difference. That's a huge difference. Like, and then some weird little cosmetic things. So like the 10's going to come in three colors. The 10's going to come in three different colors, but then the 10 Plus is going to get this exclusive blue color. Like, I don't know. It's weird why they're doing that. Like, why would you just make this? Like, why would you like make why would you make the 10 at all? Because there's other things like the 10 only comes with 8 gigs of RAM, where you can get 5 or 12 gigs of RAM in the 10 Plus. And then let's see here, it's only up to 256 for internal storage, and up to 512 on the 10 Plus. So like, if you only get 256 on the 10, and if you want bigger phone, you need to go to the bigger, much bigger display and just form factor. But two of the things that are only on the 10 Plus that blow my mind and is very unlike Samsung. So they're going to come out with a model later this year that is 5G capable, and that's only on the 10 Plus, the Note 10 Plus. That is not on. That's not on the smaller phone. So if you want 5G, you have to upgrade to the bigger phone. It's $1,100. Also, the 10 doesn't have an SD expansion slot. It doesn't. The only one that does is the 10 Plus. The 10 Plus has the expansion slot, and the 10 doesn't. My phone does. My phone has an expansion slot. And it's almost it's a third less than what the 10 Plus is, and arguably it's a better phone. Like, I could put a terabyte SSD in this thing, not SSD, but micro SD card. I don't know why Samsung did that. The other thing too, they took away the headphone jack. There's no more headphone jack on the Note. I just imagine you tape an SSD. Yeah, there's no more headphone jack on that. And that was like a big selling point for Samsung. Samsung's like, we still have it and it's not going anywhere. Well, it left. It does come with. I hate not having one. It comes with USB headphones. And again, all flagship head thing. Now, this is a conversation of like we had this really early on in the show where we talked about headphone jacks versus no headphone jack. And I'm on the team of no headphone jack. I am on that team. But like, for someone like Samsung, who biggest selling point for a long time was, we have a headphone jack still. We have a headphone jack. And they're like, and that was their big selling point. And now they're getting rid of it. And their whole thing was, we needed more room for the battery, but yet they're able to fit a full size stylus in it. So I don't know the argument. I don't know why that's an argument. They just tell us like, we don't want the headphone jack anymore. Don't make an excuse about alternate reasons. Just tell us you don't want the headphone jack and you want everyone to use your wireless headphones. Just say it. Because that's ultimately what it comes down to, right? So they can make more money on the accessories than they can on the phone itself. So if they can get people away from using headphones, then from using wired headphones, they can try to sell their own and make more money that way. Their own wireless headphones. Yes, you can go buy others. But like, the whole selling point of buying like a Samsung pair or say like an iPhone is that it just works immediately, and you can use it like in different ways. You can charge it on, like, you can charge it on your phone, right? You can, if they die, you can just charge them on your phone and stuff like that. So, the other thing is, the other couple things that, that only the S10 Plus has is that it has a fast charge with a 45 watt charger, which is one of the first times this has ever happened. And it doesn't come in the box, the 45 watt charger. You have to go buy it. But that's incredible. The fact that you can, that's incredible. The fact that you can actually have that kind of charging power with that phone. Again, hopefully it doesn't blow up on them like it was before. Hopefully. But yeah, I mean, the phone's great. The Note has always been a great phone. And it's always been the only, again, the biggest issue with this phone is that it's not going to it's not going to have a headphone jack, even though there's a stylus. It's the same size of a headphone jack that it's not going to. You have to pick and choose. OK, I want a Note, but I have to pick between the 10 or the 10 plus, and one's $1,100 and the other one isn't. But the other one doesn't have all the features as the, like, I want the blue one. Oh, well, the blue one is only the 10 plus. Well, okay. I guess I go with the 10 plus and spend $1,100. Chuck! Chuck the Note 7s! Woo! Yeah, no kidding. You know, the one thing I do, like, I love taking notes, right? I love taking notes. I love, these are things that I like doing, right? And you know, it would be, I guess, in a way, I kind of wish I waited for this phone to come out. Waited for this one to come out so I could have a stylus, so I could take notes on the phone itself. But I'm pretty sure I could probably just buy the S Pen and just use it on my Galaxy S10. I'm pretty sure I could just do that. Now, obviously, it doesn't like fit nicely into my phone, but I'm sure I could buy a case or something. I don't like cases, obviously, but I guess I could buy like some type of holder for it. But like, I would love to have a stylus on here so I can like write notes and stuff on it. And stuff like that, because I do like taking notes, and like I always end up having to buy like a new book like every few months, and it's just it can get exhausting buying a book. So how much are S Pens like, if I can, I actually, let's just look it up really quick. Can I use an S Pen on S Pen? People have asked this question before. People have asked this question before. S10, S plus S Pen. S10 plus S Pen. Oh my God. So many S's. You know what's funny is I had a speech impediment when I was a kid, and it was R's and S's that I had issues with. And they still bother me today from time to time. S Pen, Pen for S10 community. Let's see here. Go to solution. Hey, you wanted to. If this is too expensive for you, this is what would also work different between. Okay, hold on. I want a stylus for my S10. S Pen doesn't work for my S10 Plus. Wow, they don't work. Okay. And someone suggested like a pen for it's, someone suggested this pen, this stylus. Oof. Okay. I prefer a pen S. Ooh, Austin. real quick, you guys have one last chance. Last chance to the vote here before we go into the top five story. Question for all of you. Oh, shit. Okay, it's not going there. Question for all of you. What phones do you all have? What phones do you guys like own? Do you all like iPhone? Do you do Samsung? Like Samsung? Do you have like Huawei? OnePlus 6T. Yes. I just realized you're still going to TwitchCon. That makes you a traitor. I am still going to TwitchCon, and I probably would continue to go to TwitchCon regardless. I have a iPhone 5S. You have a 5S? Last chance. I want to go to TwitchCon. Why don't you go to TwitchCon, buddy? Do it up. Pixel X3 XL. I love the Pixel phones. And I made like, I read a really bad report one time that made me like think that I could get all the same features on my Galaxy phone that I could get on a Pixel X Pixel. I can't afford it. Just started streaming. Ah, that's true. But I mean, like, yeah. I was lucky enough where I had a $200 voucher because Delta fucked up my flight last year and I had a $200 voucher and my flight was $30. So I was lucky there. And then I'm staying with my friend Nico and a bunch of people. And then I'm a bunch of friends. And then I'm staying with so I don't have to pay for housing. And then I also don't have to pay for a car because his house is right down the street from the convention center. And then after that, I'm heading over to Boston for my birthday right after that. You got the hookup. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And you will too, Grim. Well, you will too. Once you find the community that, you know, like a streaming community that you know, I pitched TBD to you. And, you know, that's a great community, but there's some other great ones out there too. Team B42 is great. Video Vanguards is another great one. Yep, I ended up joining TBD. Nice, dude. Nice. Glad to hear that. They're great. It's a great team. I'm a little biased because I'm staff on the team, but but I'm a little biased about that. But we have some of the, you know, we're one of the very few communities that are supporting each other. Not, I wouldn't say few teams, but maybe just publicly supporting each other, like other like us streamers who are going to Mixer. So there are people who are going over to Mixer, and then TB's showing up in droves. It's great to see that happen. You know, yesterday Legs for Hands and Afro both had streams, and like TBD just showed up and just droves. It was great. I'm just curious. I'm curious on how the teams are going to work with Mixer. They have the same. So teams on Mixer are a little different. You don't have to be partnered to create a team on Mixer. And I don't know the state of what, if TBD plans on making one or not. I don't know that position yet. I don't know where Surly lies on that information right now, but we as a community, we're supporting each other as an official entity. I don't know what's happening, but as teammates, we're supporting each other. So that's what's great. That's what's great to see. And I think I might be the only staff member that is actually switching over. Ooh. Nice. Charming. What is going on? Where's my beans at? There they are. There are my beans. When I go to Mixer people, the beans aren't going to be a thing anymore. Yes. Because they're going to be. Oh, wait, maybe for donations. Maybe donations, there'll be a bean. OK. Oh, maybe for donations they'll be. Oh yeah. Maybe for donations, but there's no way to give me any money on Mixer. So bean donations. All right, this one's either Tutti Frutti. This is for you, Charming. Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. Tutti Frutti or Stinky Socks. Tutti Frutti, baby. Yeah, I'll break it down. I'll break it down if someone donates like a I'll do it like $5 is like one bean, and then like $7 is three beans and like all that. Like $5 is what it would essentially be for Twitch, right? You donate 500 bits, all that stuff. Whoa, big jump. Well, just, it's like incentive, you know, it's an incentive. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff off the top of my head. Okay, so last chance, everybody, if you haven't voted yet, we're going to break it down to the top five. And I plan on making like a whole like animation, like of like a top like number five, you know, but like I haven't had time to do that yet. But I could just make the voice, you know, number five. Just turn up the voice. Number five. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as we go. Let me find the. I got to get that link. Where's that link at? Okay, so this is something new that we're doing on stream. This is something new that we're doing on stream. And we are. It's really about like. It's really. It's something interactive and fun that I really wanted to do. And every week. So today I'm going to ask, once we're done with this, I'm going to ask all of you what the next poll should be. And like, what should the next poll be? And what should we rank out of top five here? This is something I just came up off the top of my head. I also fucked up and I said fast food joints when I should have said like fast food restaurants. I don't know what it's been a long week. But like, you know, so we're going to vote on this. You guys voted on this and we're going to go through which one's the top five. And it just seemed like fun, interactive thing that we'll get a community involved with. We have and this is the first one. We had 20 people vote, which is awesome. I think that's super great. I appreciate every single one of you who did this. And we're going to really break this down. And there is definitely overwhelming winner here. And there's really only a top two. I'll put that much. Everybody else voted for something different, and there was only one vote on each of them. So we're going to, okay. Wendy's better win. Maybe. I don't know. Hey, look at that. You got a gold feather. You got a gold feather. I do. All right. Who's ready for the top five? So what we're gonna do is we're going to break this down. And again, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 individual ones that got one vote. And then there's two that got more than two votes or more than one vote. So the five, four and three markers are McDonald's, Carl's Jr., does Skyline count? I don't know what Skyline is. What's Skyline? Is that a Skyline? Skyline! Skyline restaurant, historic family diner. Is that a fast food restaurant? It's so effing good. let's see here. Then we have Whataburger, which is awesome. Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out, Cane's, and Burger King. All those round up the 4, 5, and 3, 4, and 5. 3, 4, and 5. That, right, that's, those are the top. But the top, Raising Cane's. But the top two, what do you guys think is the top two? What do you guys think is the top two here? What do you think they are? It's so Raising Cane's. We just got a Raising Cane's. Okay, Wendy, you think Wendy's is one? All right. Cane's is number one, hands down. Cane's is the, well, did you vote, Austin? Because only one person voted for Cane's. We don't have Cane's. We just got one. Okay, so the number, we don't either. Yeah, we just got one here. It's on the other side of town, though, and I haven't tried it yet. I heard it's really good, but I haven't tried it yet. All right, coming into number two, the number two slot. Either Shakes, White Castle, Five Guys. Do it, Charlie. Coming to number two is Taco Bell. Taco Bell coming at number two, which honestly, it's probably number one for me. If I'm being real, Taco Bell's number one. Yeah. And coming in at number one, who wants to guess the number one slot? Number one slot is Wendy's. Wendy's takes the number one slot. That dominated. Eight people voted for it. I don't know if maybe multiple people voted. Wendy's is number two for me. But like, I personally love Wendy's. I love their bacon, their like bacon burger thing. No. But no, they have great salads, too. Taco Bell is number one. But like, Taco Bell made a huge disappointment in my life when they got rid of the volcano sauce. You guys remember the volcano sauce? Oh my God, that was so good. They had the volcano burritos. My friend and I would go to Taco Bell and get, they got rid of it. They don't have the volcano sauce anymore. It's been years. So I moved to California. When I moved to California, I would go to Taco Bell every once in a while. And, that's fair. I would go to Taco Bell regularly, and I would get the volcano. And then one day, right before I moved back home, I went to go get Taco Bell for the last time, and they said they were out of the volcano sauce, and they didn't have any volcano burritos left. And I was like, no. And then I move back home, and I go up, and I see on the thing that says they still have volcano burritos. And I'm like, yes, please. So I went and I bought volcano burritos, and I did it for about 3 months, and then they were out of volcano sauce and they were out of volcano burritos. Broke my heart, and they don't make them anymore. Only with Grubhub, which we don't have here in Anchorage. We don't have Grubhub. Yeah, we don't have Grubhub, though. Which makes me sad. The reason I know we don't have Grubhub is because one of the first things I did to try to like, I don't know. But the reason why I know we don't have Grubhub is because I try to apply to become a driver for them. And they told me that they weren't hiring drivers in the area. So, yeah, ding dongs for sure. I'd be the greatest delivery person. We don't have anything. We only have a couple local stuff. Like it would be we don't have any kind of food delivery service here other than some local stuff. Do we have like 907 delivery? 907 is our area code, and for whatever reasons, Alaskans like absolutely need to represent their like Alaska in their business name in Alaska. Makes no fucking sense whatsoever, but they do. And so 907 Delivery is what it's called. And 907 Snowbear AK. Yeah, no kidding. That's like, anyways, there is literally a cake shop called Cake, and it has AK like capitalized. Like, look, I have Aiken. I have Aiken. Yes. Oh, Alaska. I have Aiken, right? But Aiken, people say Aiken, Akon, Akan, like they say those type of things. And it's meant to mean, you know, it means Alaskan, or it's like in my, you know, my own way of saying Alaskan. But like I say Aiken, you know, that's how I say it. And so it's like, it's not like I'm going around blasting my name Alaskan to everybody, but like, I get so annoyed. Yeah, but like Alaska businesses, for whatever reason, decide, you know what? We're going to put Alaska in our name. Which I don't know how many Alaskan mixer streamers there are, but I might be the only one. In case you don't know where you are, yeah. Well, I wear the hat, so if I get lost and I need an adult, someone knows where to send me. Oh, you're Alaskan? Okay, we'll send you home. It's okay. Perfect. Yeah, I wear the hat for that very reason. I wear it for that very reason. We have an airline just for you guys. Yeah. Put me on Alaska Airlines. They'll know where to send me. They'll send me back. So we did the top five. Wendy's is number one. Number two is Taco Bell. What next poll should we do? What is the next poll should we do for next week that I will put out today? I got to make my to-do list, right? So I'm going to put that on my to-do list right now. Top five story games. Ooh. Top five story games. Let's see. Top five poll. I like that one. I like that above the line. Top five story games. Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do that one. And what I'm going to do this time, instead of just putting five in a category, I'm just going to like put as many story games as I can on the list. So like up to 10. That's true. Yeah, I am looking for a new one. Okay. So. All right. So we're going to do, the next poll is going to be top five story games. We're going to have five. We're going to have 10 in the category, and then anybody. We're going to have. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do today. Upload. What am I? Okay. All right, so we are going to move on to the next story here. We're going to move on to the next story. This is basically talking about who won the debate, right? Who won the debate and who won the debate and where the polls are standing right now. So, last week, if you guys didn't know, last week we had debates and we have some new polls that have come out, and it doesn't look good for some people. It doesn't look good. Some people stayed where they're at. Some people didn't. And so let's just talk about the polls here. So, let me just pull up a poll here, right here. All right. So Joe Biden went down 2 points and Elizabeth Warren went up 6 points. Bernie went up 3 points. Kamala Harris went down 5 points. Buttigieg went down 1 and Booker went up 1. Nothing really significant, but O'Rourke kind of just stayed where he was. It's kind of how his debate performance went, too. Joe Biden didn't really lose any ground of any of the other candidates from any of the other candidates. Elizabeth Warren took a lot of her points from Harris. So like Harris lost a ton of points and most of them went to Bernie and went to Warren. Biden kind of stayed where he was. Now, what this kind of shows us is that Biden has this like entrenched base that isn't going anywhere, and which is not good because he's not growing anything. He's not growing his base. So when Harris drops out, when Buttigieg drops out, when Beto O'Rourke, when Booker, when they all drop out, a lot of those people are going to go to Warren or Bernie. They're not going to go to Warren or go to Biden. They might, some of them might, but the majority of them, my suspicion is they're going to go to Warren or Bernie. And Biden's going to have a real struggle if he can't expand from his base. And him just sitting at 32%, and it's just not this one poll. There's also another poll that they released right here where he's just sitting at this 33% where Bernie and Warren are both creeping on their way up, you know, slowly chipping away. And they're 6 months away from Iowa. 6 months away from Iowa. And they're chipping away at it. And once Warren and Sanders get on the stage the same time as Biden, it's going to be game over for Biden. It really is. It's going to have two strong progressive candidates dominating Biden on that stage. And Biden's not really going to have much to say. He's not going to have much to be able to do anything at all. And so that's what Biden that's a good thing, because Biden, I solely believe Biden's not going to be able to win in 2020 against Trump. I think he's going to be he's going to have the overconfidence that Hillary Clinton had. And he's not going to campaign as hard. He's not going to go to the states he needs to go to, and he's going to lose to Trump. And on top of that, the supporters that want an anti-establishment candidate and will go back to Trump if they don't get it with the Democrats are going to go to Trump if Biden becomes the nominee for the Dems. I really believe that. I really do. I don't think that they're going to be able to beat Trump with Biden. Sanders and Warren are definitely two candidates that can stand up to Trump. Both candidates also have beaten Trump's nicknaming, right? Their name calling that Trump has done. So like he calls Joe Sleepy Joe, and every single time he talks about him. Bernie has gotten crazy Bernie, but he's kind of thrown that off. And so has, and in Pocahontas with Elizabeth Warren has thrown that name off too. Both candidates have basically stomped Trump's name calling, and Joe hasn't. Joe hasn't done that. And out of these polls as well, it showed that Elizabeth Warren. Let me find it right here. It found that Elizabeth Warren was the most likable candidate by almost 20 points out of the entire election. So she out of the entire debate. So she was viewed as the most likable candidate. And that again, that's a pretty big deal. They especially when she is slowly gaining like recognition and name and her policies are getting out there. And for progressives, Warren is not a bad choice. We love Warren. She would be a great president. She'd put in great policies. And she would hopefully fight the corruption and fight and fight for, you know, the middle class and giving more money to the middle class. And by healthcare and by a bunch of other things. But so it's not a bad thing having these two very progressive candidates be in the top three with showing that they are gaining position. But it, because again, like there's enough percentage here where even if Biden got a couple percentage from these, they would overtake Biden. They would overtake him. Especially if like say Sanders dropped out and then and endorsed Warren, his 19% would likely go to Warren. That would likely happen if either one of these two candidates dropped out. If Warren dropped out or Sanders dropped out, though, their percentage would go to each other. And for not everybody, but a majority of them would. And that's still enough to beat Biden. Because Biden isn't growing out of his base. He's staying right where he was. He's not getting bigger. And that, again, that shows that he's not liked by a majority of Democrats, even though 33% say they do like him. But that's not the majority of them. The majority like other people. So it's going to be interesting to see when people drop out. When people drop out, where those votes go to. Harris had a really, like, her campaign has been all over the place. Like, she had some highs, she had some lows, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, where she needed to maintain her position. Like, she, for whatever reason, she has dropped dramatically because, like, she, but again, has not maintained that position. Like, she did such a great job of getting a giant boost out of that first debate, and then that second debate, she just didn't hold her own anymore. So she's going to be in the other debates. She's going to be there, so she has an opportunity to really come back. But if we're going to be honest about it, Warren and Sanders are going to be the two contenders here to try to beat Biden. And if I was Buttigieg, if I was Booker, or if I was O'Rourke, I would consider dropping out at this point, not even going to the second debate, and giving us a smaller pool. Everyone should just drop out who doesn't have more than 1% or 2%. Everyone should just drop out because they don't have campaign offices in they don't have campaign offices in Iowa. Most of them don't. And they're not campaigning in Iowa. They're just there trying to get their message out, which is fine. But like, this is a really important election, and we need to have a smaller pool of candidates. And if you generally do not have an opportunity to win in the primary, you need to be able to open up the field to your voters and let them know we're not going to be here anymore. We are not going to be in the Iowa caucus. You have to pick somebody else. And I endorse this candidate. You don't have to go to this candidate, but I'm going to this candidate. I support them. So it's so those smaller candidates should drop out. I think Beto O'Rourke should drop out, and I think Booker should drop out. I think those are two names. Buttigieg has enough support that he'll stay in. He'll go through, but these other two shouldn't even be on the next debate stage. To be real, like, I just want a smaller pool of candidates going forward. Like, September debate should definitely be tiny. It should be a tiny group of it should be like five people, and it should have everybody it. Joe Biden, Sanders, Warren, Harris should all be on the same stage. I want to see them on the same stage, because Biden's not going to have a leg to stand on when he's there. He's going to be fighting the moderate message, or fighting with the moderate message, and it hasn't been sticking with people. The moderate message is there are parts of the moderate message that work, but like, he is he's using Republican talking points to talk about healthcare. He's talking about with student debt and all those things. and it's not getting him anywhere. It's not growing his polls. He should be way higher than 33% at this point. He has nothing but to lose here, and he needs to start changing his message a little bit. That's at least my position on this. I would love to see a couple people drop out. I'd love to see a couple people drop out. When's the next debate? You guys don't have to tell me who you're, you know. So if the election happened today, if the primary in Alaska happened today, I would be voting for Bernie Sanders. Every candidate on this list, except for Joe Biden, is an acceptable candidate. Beto O'Rourke is a little, but I would not mind him being there. Everyone on this list is a decent candidate, and I would be happily vote for them, except for Biden. Everyone else. So who are you guys leaning towards the most? You guys don't have to have if you guys don't mind opening up a little bit, who are you leaning towards the most here for the 2020 election? All right. All right. When's the September election? September debate. Who is the September debate? Yang becomes the ninth candidate. Okay, so Yang. God dang it. So we have 9 candidates so far in the debate for. So all the requirements met: Joe Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Harris, Kobar, Beto O'Rourke, Yang, Warren, and no requirements. Okay, so right now we have 9 candidates meeting the requirements for the debate. Castro and Gabbard do not have are trying to get the donor requirements or have their donor requirements met. But they don't have, it doesn't look like they have the polling met. So they're not going to be in it. But like pretty much everybody else, no requirements met. So they have until August 28th to get at least 2% in the polls. Jeez. They have at least that long. Okay. When is the next debate? Next debate. Doesn't say. Yeah, so like Buttigieg and Harris, yeah, I agree. The younger crowd is definitely struggling though. I will say that much. But I we talked about this a little bit yesterday too, Charming, that as a president, as someone who's our president, someone younger is definitely strongly considered. And like Harris and Buttigieg are two great options to take that over, but they're not getting the support that I would hope that they would get. And it could be because Biden joined the race, right? It could be because of that. It seemed like the numbers would be a little more spread out if Biden didn't enter the race at all. Buttigieg definitely, it definitely is something that I would consider voting for if he was a little bit better at talking about his policies. He's not very good at talking about his policies. He's actually come out and said he doesn't really believe in policy. So I think he's kind of changing his tune on that. I think he's changing his tune a little bit on it because he's realizing it's hurting him in the polls. by not talking about policy. But he does have a good head on his shoulders, and I think that he should definitely run again in the future, and I think he would definitely make a good president. Harris is also interesting. I like her as a candidate, but she has a really awful past, especially with with blocking in 2004, blocking the potential evidence, the DNA evidence testing to clear a potential innocent man. So when she was the Attorney General of California, she a judge from the Ninth Circuit Court came out and said, I believe that this man who's on death row is innocent because things were tampered with during the events litigation back in the 80s. And she ended up. And so that judge put his death, his execution on hold until they could do more evidence, and DNA and a DNA test came up saying this is what we want to do, and she ended up blocking that from happening and didn't, when she had the entire power to make it happen. And it wasn't until 2016 that the governor of California ordered it to happen. So that is my biggest problem with Harris. Also, she put a ton of people away for marijuana use. She put a ton of people away for marijuana use in the state of California, and then went onto a radio show and laughed about how she used to smoke marijuana in college. So it's kind of a hypocrite. That is awesome. The last Kiwi bird. That's super great. That is super awesome. Paid days off. That's what you get for working for a marijuana company or a marijuana marketing company. It is awesome. That is awesome. But like, so yeah, it is. She has some issues. She has some baggage. I mean, everyone does. Bernie has baggage. Warren has baggage. Harris's baggage to me, though, is a little. It's sketchy, especially the death row thing. Like, you have all the power in the world to order a DNA test and to potentially free an innocent man who have been in jail since the 80s. And you say no. You're like, nah, we're not going to go through the trouble. And then the governor of California has to order it. Uh, 12 years later. Yeah. So, yeah, Buttigieg, he doesn't believe in policy. So, well, he doesn't believe in talking about policy, which doesn't make any sense. And, you know, Warren has had her scandals, but like, but she like she's holding her own. And what's great about Warren and what we've seen in the last debates it's pretty insulting when that happened. And I was like, what? Why would you joke about it and laugh about putting like smoking pot when you've put in hundreds of people in jail for it? The one thing I liked about Warren in the last debates is that she's really showing like she can be a president, like she can be a leader, which is great. That was one thing a lot of people were worried about her, is that she could she may not look as like Harris is very strong. She was an attorney general. She was a prosecutor. She's a very powerful candidate. And Warren, everyone thought she was not as much, and that, you know, she was a school teacher, and that she was a college professor. So she may not look as a great of a leader. And she has proven people wrong, which is great. I've always known that I've liked Warren ever since I started following Bernie. I've liked Warren for a really long time. And she aligns with my politics and things like that. So it's great to see her really showing her stuff in these debates. And she's had a really great opportunity. With Warren, so with Bernie. Well, so like Warren has had some great, like she has had some great looks with the debates, right? Some great luck with the debates. So she has not been on the stage with Biden at all. So she hasn't really had to fight him on any positions. She's been able to really speak her own positions. And the last debate, Charming, if you should go watch the highlights for the last debate. Both Bernie and Warren, like, double team that debate together. All the centrists were like attacking progressive values and progressive policies, and then Bernie and Warren basically like teamed up and just started beating people down. It was really awesome to see them on the same debate stage together. Yeah. Well, if you watch, so you can go on YouTube, and they're all on YouTube. You just type in July debates and they'll be there. But like, if you want, yeah. So like, they really teamed up and did a great job. And Bernie came out ahead on that one too. And so did Warren. Like, as you can see, Warren, they both went up in polls. Yeah, when I was looking for the poll numbers, I saw the debates, so you can definitely find them. But like, so look, what I was saying, like Warren and Sanders, I would be happy with either of them. At this point, I am voting for Bernie in the caucus here in Alaska when it happens in August, I believe. August 2020. I believe that's when our caucus happens. Or I think it's July. I think it's July. So, about 11 months away when it happens here, I will be voting for Bernie. But say Bernie drops out, I'll vote for Warren. Those are going to be the two that I vote for. I like Harris, but I like Harris's policies. I don't really like her I don't really like her past and kind of being a hypocrite about things. I like Buttigieg, but again, he doesn't talk about policy. Booker and Rourke. I don't like Rourke because he's not really progressive. He's a progressive in Texas, but like you don't got to do much in Texas to be a progressive, if we're being real about it. But like overall, if Joe Biden becomes the nominee, God help us all. that will not be a good day if he becomes a nominee. It will be Hillary Clinton 2.0 all over again. I hate to say it, but it will be. Well, and again, like we were saying, that he's not like Warren and Bernie are both growing their base, but Biden is not. Biden has an entrenched base, and they're not going anywhere. And Sanders and Warren are pulling their numbers, are increasing their numbers by pulling them from other people. So Harris was down by 3 points. Bernie and Warren both got 3 points in total. So like, Bernie went up 1 point. Warren went up 2 points. But again, like if all those candidates dropped out and it was just like Bernie left over, Bernie would be beating Biden at this point. or if Warren drops out, or if Bernie drops out and everyone else drops out, Warren would be beating Biden. So that's why I'm hoping that people, I'm hoping that more candidates decide, okay, after the third debate, if they don't see any massive increase in their numbers, they'll start dropping out. Because the Iowa caucus is in February, or their primaries, the Iowa caucus is in February, I believe. And it's going, like, it's going to, we can't have all these candidates out here. We have to narrow it down to a minimum of four, I think. Or maximum of four. I think that will give everyone kind of a better idea of who could win. Because right now, like, everyone's like, Biden's in the lead. Biden could win. Biden can't win if, like, even if Harris, Buttigieg, Booker, and O'Rourke all drop out, and this percentage here goes to Bernie and Warren, they would be in striking distance of Biden. So, like, Biden, the majority of Democrats do not like Biden. Majority of Democrats like others. Hey, Symphony, how's it going? How you doing? How are you doing? That was a good stretch. You guys hear my back pop? Woo! Silent, I'm really loving your guys' layout. Really great stuff. Are you guys using Discord for Jester, or are you guys using like Skype or something? What? Sit down for the first time. Yeah, it's super nice. Also, I like the design. I love the new redesign. I like everything. Looks good. Looks good. Nice. Nice. Get that Discord. Nice, nice, nice. Spoilers. So I did something interesting the other day on my laptop. I ended up installing Android on my laptop, a desktop version of Android. And I'm doing that because I get like 13 hours of battery life on my laptop now for just like doing basic like web searches and stuff. Like I install and the dual boots. So like it dual boots. So like I can go to Windows if I want, or I can go to Android. And like when I'm on the Android side, I get like 13 hours of battery life on my laptop now. And it's really, really nice. And it's just like I just use the Android sites like web searching and like writing documents or on like doing Facebook stuff here and there. So it's really nice. I did that yesterday. Oh, no, I did that a couple days ago. All my days are blending together. All my days are blending together. So with my announcement today, tomorrow morning will be my last day on Twitch. Yep. Last day on Twitch, and we're moving the mixer. Moving on over to Mixer. What? Yeah. Yep. I mean, I'm not leaving Twitch. I'm not leaving Twitch in the sense of like supporting people. But like I am going over to, I am doing Mixer. I am doing it. A lot of reasons. I'm going to make a video today kind of explain, like my vlog is going to explain my reasoning behind it all. And I've talked about it a lot on the channel. Already, and again, this wasn't an overnight decision. This has been a lot of contemplating and a lot of talking with friends and talking with family and things like that about like the future and all that stuff. And And it's ultimately the reason why I'm doing this is because of the integrity crisis that I've been having with Twitch lately. And it's a thing that I talked about on my vlog a few weeks ago. And yeah, Symphony. Yeah. And yeah, so that's really the reason why I'm doing it. And it's and they again align with my philosophy and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, it is. And it's I'm excited. I'm nervous as all hell, but I'm excited. Yeah. Now, I understand things will change. I understand things will grow, things will change. What I hope happens is that the Mixer community and Mixer itself recognizes why people are moving to Twitch, and then we'll keep things and we'll kind of like be like, okay, we're not going to make those same mistakes. If a partner streamer does something stupid, we're going to handle it. I really hope that happens. I don't know. The community is small right now over there. So like I don't think there's enough to really have any controversies, but it will happen one day. I'm not blind to it. I'm not like blindly thinking that it will be controversy free. But I do hope that the community over there and that Twitch will learn from Twitch's mistake. Yeah. I hope so too. I really, really do. I really do hope that that Twitch really looks at these issues and see like that people are leaving the platform. And the reason why I'm kind of going so cold turkey on this is it's more of like, you can't maintain two fronts and be successful. You gotta pick one. And with the fact that I've been struggling with Twitch for a few weeks now, I really want to, it's just gonna work. And so like, it's just me wanting to move on. So it's, so I don't want to maintain two fronts. I don't want to test Mixer out and then keep coming back to the Twitch and then going back to Mixer and then going back to Twitch and then going back to Mixer. Like I just need to pull the Band-Aid off and just go do it. Now, with that said, I'm never coming back to Twitch. And if streaming doesn't work out on Mixer, if things don't go, I'm going to put as much effort as I'm doing on here as I am on Mixer. But if things don't work out, and I'm going to give myself a time limit, I'm not sure yet what that time limit is. But if things don't work out, then I'm moving on from streaming. I'm doing that. That part is because I know I need to put that kind of pressure on myself to succeed. That's just who I am. I just know that's how I need to do things. And if I don't have that kind of pressure, then I kind of get complacent. And I don't want to get complacent. It's the whole reason why I don't like getting paid salary compared to hourly. Because I know that if I look at a paycheck and it's smaller than last week's, it means I have to work harder or I have to work longer. So that's, I just know myself well enough to know that I have to put that kind of pressure on myself to really be successful. So that is what I will be doing. And again, I want this to be a career. I want this to be a job. So that's why I'm taking it so seriously. This isn't, as much as I love doing this, this isn't a hobby for me. It's something I want to make a job and a career. So, with philosophy wise, I do think that Mixer and I fit align much better. I wish I had figured that out sooner. But also I wouldn't have met so many amazing people like Symphony and charming and above the line and grim and all the great people that come here all the time. My community, you know, I would not have met people on TBD. So I am, you know, I'm thankful for my time on Twitch, but it's time to move forward and move on. And on Monday we will do that. We're going to have a test stream on Saturday, so we would definitely be streaming on Saturday for a test stream, but for a couple hours, making sure that Blue's working right and that the alerts are working okay and tags are working and all that fun stuff. So, yeah. So big move. I've been working all week too on like making sure everything's working right, and so it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm really excited for the FTL stuff too. They're like ultra low latency chat, which is like something I'm really excited for the morning show, because they have this thing called FTL, which is their FTL servers, and they have ultra low latency chat, which is like a half a second delay between when I'm talking and when chat replies. And for the morning show, where it's supposed to be a discussion with chat and debate with chat, it's going to be like you guys are here with me. So that's going to be really cool. Yeah, it's going to be really cool, especially on a platform on this kind of show format, you know, on this show format, like where I want you guys to have interaction with me. I don't have to ask a question and then wait 30 seconds for you guys to hear it and then wait another 15 seconds for a reply. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be great. But that's today's show, everyone. We're going to just go through a recap. Galaxy Note 10 and 10 Plus, weird phones. I mean, weird phones, but they're doing okay, I guess. There's just a lot of, like, if you're a power user, you just go with the 10 Plus. Or they go with the Note 10 Plus. Don't go with the 10 because it's kind of pointless to get it. No headphone jack. So you don't have a headphone jack on the Samsung, which has been their biggest selling point for a long time. And whatever reason, now it's not. And they do come with headphones, but they're USB-C headphones. No dongle. So you do have to buy a dongle if you want to do regular 3.5 headphone jack. Top five. Wendy's is the top five fast food restaurant. So, if you got the vote on that and you voted Wendy's, congratulations. You got Wendy's as the number one pick. The next poll is going to be the top 10 story-based games. And I'm going to release that later today. So we're going to release that poll later today. So I hope you guys vote on that as well. And polls. Who's leading in the polls? Bryden is still leading, but just with his base, he's not growing. He's not getting any bigger. He's not getting any smaller. However, Sanders and Warren are both gaining on him, and everyone else below them are kind of dropping. So hopefully we see some people drop out of the race, we get a smaller pool of people for the 20 for the September debate. That is all we have for today, everyone. I hope you guys had a great rest. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to find someone to raid and host and show some love to. Who should we show some love to? Ooh, Valsaria's online. I haven't seen her online in a hot minute. She is a great person. Super sweet. She's currently playing Overwatch. So we're going to go show her some love. I hope you guys all had a great time today. We will see you tomorrow morning for our very last show on Twitch. And then tomorrow night, don't forget, we also have movie night. And we're going to be watching The Room, the best worst movie of all time. So I will see you guys later. Thank you so much for that. Thank you above the line for those biddies. All right, everyone. I'll see you guys later. Thank you for listening to the recorded podcast of Mornings with Aiken. Join us live and give your opinion on topics Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. on twitch.tv/CharlieAiken.